Mike, is there any update on Sullivan Young? How bad is his injury?
You know, I won't go through injuries until Wednesday because we talk about this each week, and I'm not really sure at this time with treatment, and it's hard to tell before guys get out on the field.
Do you have any concerns about having a healthy running back for
Sunday? Yeah, there's some concerns, but you know, they're getting treatment, like I said, and I won't know how bad until we start practice and they go through walkthroughs.
Mike, obviously, you know, players talking about it, 5-7, you know, and also, you know, it doesn't look good. What would you like to see in the next several weeks for, obviously, wins, but I mean, in terms of what are you looking for to see over the last month?
Wins, yeah, you know, I think start with a win. Obviously, you want to play well. Anytime you have four turnovers like we did, and then you have another situation where you get roughing the kicker called and keeps the drive going, you know, that's 31 points right there out of 34. So, and you give up 31 points with four turnovers and a mistake on special teams, it's, you know, you have a hard time even competing in a game. But, you know, we keep on working on the things we've done poorly and hopefully get a little bit better.
Mike, with a step back, you kind of took a run defense yesterday. What was that? I mean, is that just back to the old, you know, players not understanding where they're supposed to be in the scheme, or is it just execution, or what are you doing?
Well, it's a combination. It just takes one person being out of position and one person missing a tackle, and that's what run defense is.
Is it pretty disappointing considering the changes you made in your scheme, you know, putting the eighth in the box to kind of stop the games like that?
Yeah, we didn't play well in run defense, that's for sure. Keep on working on it. We have played better. Since the bye week, that was not one of our better games.
Are you at all frustrated at this point in the season? You're still talking about guys being in the right gaps in terms of run defense?
No. I mean, obviously you'd like it perfect. You'd like to be playing better than we're playing. You know, we talked about the Raiders coming in. You know, they were fifth in the National Football League rushing the ball, and there's a reason for it. And, you know, we did some good things, but you got to be consistent and give some credit to them, running back, front and hard, and at the same time, we take some of that, or a lot of that responsibility ourselves. So, you know, you just got to keep on working on those things, and hopefully we'll get better quick.
If you look at the defense's performance, there's been a lot of points allowed recently, I mean, but there's been a lot of short fields with special teams, miscues, and things like that. Do you take that in consideration, or are you unhappy that with the defense's performance?
Well, anytime you give up 4 for 5 in the red zone, 80% touchdown ratio, that's not good, you know. And it's not good also to turn the ball over 4 times in a scoring position from an offensive standpoint, and we already talked about special teams. So, you know, we all know that's common sense football. It doesn't take a genius to figure that one out.
This is a tough challenge. I mean, the Chicago game obviously was a shocking loss for everybody, and now going to Oakland, is this a tough thing to come back from?
It's never fun to lose. We'll see what we're made of. It's tough to in this league not to win. And you know, you go through some very tough times, very tough moments. But we've got the character to fight through it, and hopefully we can get it started this Sunday against Kansas City.
Is this one of those situations where you rely on your character guys to speak up or step up a little bit more, because you're on the brink here of having it, you know, not necessarily fall apart, but have the whole season disappear?
Well, I mean, if you got to have one of those pep talks, are you talking about? If you got to have one of those, you got the wrong guys to start with. We just didn't play as good as we're capable of playing. You can't turn the football over. And anytime you give it, to really turn it over 31 points on our side of the 50, I don't care who you are, you got a hard time winning football games. And so we've got to play better. And the obvious, too, is we gave up 4.3 yards per rush. They had a couple good runs in there, and we didn't run the ball like we're capable of running. And that put a little pressure, you know, on our team as well. So hopefully we can get a little bit better in both those areas. Our game plan going in was not to play Travis that much, and I thought it might come back to haunt us, and it did. You know, usually things like that, when a guy doesn't play for a month, I maybe should have dressed on another back and not But with a couple guys being injured on special teams, they decided not to go in that direction. When Selvin went down, gave him the ball too many times.
Mike, have you seen the progress you've wanted to see in Jim Bates' defense in this game?
You know, any time you're losing, you know, you always want to make more progress. You know, you're not playing good enough, and you know, that's the way I look at it. You know, offense, defense, and special teams. You know, special teams, we lost some valuable field position on our kickoff returns. So, you know, that's a hidden yardage that most people don't look at. You know, you're not good in special teams, and everybody looks at offense and defense and look at that hidden yardage that separates the teams.
You do think then that Bates is the answer of defensive coordinator in the league going forward?
That's a really good question. You know, you talk about as soon as there's a little adversity, it's going to go back to the coach. We're all disappointed. We're not keeping them out of the end zone as much as we are. We're disappointed we're not scoring as many points to put the ball in the end zone. And anytime you're giving up points, you're not scoring enough points. We're disappointed. I'm disappointed in myself. It's my job to get the job done, and if we don't get it done, it comes back to me. Don't worry about Jim Bates or the coaches or the offensive line coaches. You know, talk about my situation, and if we do that, we'll be all right.
And a lot of times these situations, you know, 5-7, you start looking, not totally ahead, but maybe start doing some things differently with playing some people maybe more towards the end of the season. Are you in a situation where you really can't do that much because the injuries early in the season, you played most of a lot of these young guys already? It's not like you can stick guys that haven't played them already. Is that the situation right now?
We're going to play to win. We're going to play what we think gives us the best chance to win.
Is it fair to say that injuries really prevented you from having the player you thought you were getting in Travis Henry?
Well, I mean, you take a look what Travis did. When he was healthy, he was leading the National Football League. So, I mean, just because he's hurt doesn't mean the guy can't play. Our game plan going in was to give him the ball about 10 times, maybe play 15, 16 plays. You know, when Selvin went down, he played a little bit more, and I was afraid of what happened. Not necessarily the fumbles, but you could see that he wore down a little bit. And, you know, like I said, if I had to do it over again, I probably would have had another backup.
Sorry to ask the broken record question, but have you heard anything?
Then don't ask it. Don't ask it. Don't ask it.
We have to ask.
It's in our contract.
Is it? Okay. No, I haven't heard
anything. Are you expecting to hear anything?
Same thing I've been saying. You guys tell me what's going on. You guys told me it was going to be done last Wednesday, and then you change it to Thursday, then you change it to Friday. Now you're asking me when it's going to happen. I have no clue.
Just trying to mix it up. Uh-huh.
Mike, are you frustrated, though, that it's taken this long?
What's that?
I'm sorry, are you frustrated, though, that it's taken this long?
I'm not frustrated. I just, hey, when the NFL makes a decision what they're going to do, then I live with it. You know, sometimes they make it quick. Other times, for whatever reasons, it takes a little longer. I can't speak for them.
Like, has this been maybe your toughest season as a head coach? Just considering the expectations you guys had at the beginning.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, any time you lose, it's really tough, especially when you're kind of used to winning. It's tough. Yeah, I played a little bit better. You know, I had about 25 plays and was an improvement over Chicago. He's still not there yet, but he's made some strides. Hopefully this week he'll feel a lot better in practice and be able to go a little bit more full speed. But he does look better.
Did you anticipate by the end of the season he would be playing as many snaps as he was before?
Yeah, it's really hard to say. It all depends on how he looks, you know, in practice and how it carries over to game day. And he came off a significant injury, you know, being out for 6 weeks, and I think he's done a good job just playing as much as he has in a limited role, and we don't want to overdo it. But with Glenn Martinez being out and not being able to go, and with Jacobs being with our organization for just a short time, we thought it was worth him playing the 20-25 plays that he played and taking a chance for him to compete.
Mike, I guess fortunately this time of the season you haven't had a lot of years like this. But does this feel at all like 99? That is the only losing season you had, or any other year at this point?
Let's wait to the end of the season, okay? Before you got us with a losing season.
Mike, you've had 2 weeks in a row illegal contact calls on cornerbacks where they claim the receiver, you know, initiated the contact. Mm. Is there anything they can do on those type of plays when it seems like the receiver kind of runs at them, just draws them?
Well, that's the official's judgment, you know, when that contact occurs. That's what I think I'll bypass.
You want to bypass whether McCown was over the line on a 13-yard touchdown to Porter?
I'll bypass that one, too.
Based on what you saw of the Rangers yesterday and the limited play of Jamarcus Russell, does it look like to you at this point that organization's on the upturn?
Well, it's hard to speak about Jamarcus Russell when he was only in there for a handful of plays, so anybody that's going to judge him by what he did in that game, I think, is a little premature. But, you know, they did a good job running the football against us. They scored in the red zone, and they got the job done, and we didn't.
What do you think of the division right now in terms of quarterbacks moving forward? I mean, you look in Kansas City, they're going to Coryell, and Rivers is still only in his second, third year. Cutler now, Jamarcus. Mm-hmm. I feel like this might be a division of quarterbacks here.
We'll find out, that's for sure. You know, you don't know what they're going to do until they do it. I know I feel really good about our guy, but I can't speak for those other two guys. I feel very good about Rivers, the way he played last year, and even though he's got some criticism this year, I think he's a heck of a football player, and I think he'll be one of the top guys in the league.
You think you can still win the division?
Sure. Sure, we have to have, you know, get a little luck in there. We got to play much better than we're playing. But there's always a chance. But we're really worried about us playing a complete football game than the playoffs, for obvious reasons. You want to do something once you get there, and if we're not playing better than we're playing, offense, defense, and special teams, you're not going to do nothing once you get there.
That's the key issue with you. When you look at it, could it do something in the postseason?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, guys.